Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. A man was arrested on suspicion of leading law enforcement on a pursuit through Joshua Tree and down the Morongo Grade, hitting speeds of 120 miles per hour before being apprehended and banning. Just before 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies received a call for assistance from the California Highway Patrol on the driver of a Ford Mustang, who they say had failed to pull over for a speed-related traffic stop. The pursuit is reported to have initiated on 29 Palms Highway near Bonita Road in Joshua Tree. The driver, identified by the sheriff's office as McCown Bird, 22, led authorities on a pursuit westbound on 29 Palms Highway, during which he is said to have hit speeds above 107 miles per hour and run at least two stoplights. Bird is alleged to have crossed through several jurisdictions involving the Riverside County Sheriff's Office, the Beaumont and Desert Hot Springs Police Department, and several distinct CHP jurisdictions, including Morongo Basin, Indio, and San Gorgonio offices. As Bird entered the westbound 10 freeway, law enforcement agencies coordinated to use road spikes to stop the vehicle, failing twice. Bird is alleged to have continued westbound on the 10 until he entered Banning, where a third attempt at stopping the vehicle with traffic spikes was successful. The Mustang came to a stop, and representatives from the Banning Police Department said that Bird fled the vehicle on foot. He was ultimately apprehended by CHP officers at a gas station near 22nd Street and Ramsey Street in Banning. McCown Bird was arrested on suspicion of felony evading with wanton disregard for safety and booked into the West Valley Detention Center on $100,000 bail. He is facing additional charges of driving under the influence and with a suspended driver's license. A rude awakening for 129 Palms resident led to an arrest and parole violation early Sunday morning. Online news editor Robert Hayden takes it from here.
Just before 2:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, March 31st, Sheriff's Dispatch received a call about an automobile that had hit a garage in the 73,000 block of Sun Valley Drive in 29 Palms. According to the Sheriff's Dispatch, the driver, identified as 27-year-old Robert Robles, admitted to having two tall cans of malt liquor and driving when he crashed into the garage of the residence. Deputies say he blew double the legal limit and was booked into the Morongo Basin Jail. Robles was denied bail due to being on probation for previous felony convictions for stalking. Robert Robles was arrested for driving under the influence, and he's being held at the West Valley Detention Center. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The Yucca Valley Town Council meets tonight with the Old Town Beautification Project at the top of the agenda. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details on the meeting.
The Yucca Valley Town Council will review funding for the Old Town Beautification and Sustainability Project at tonight's meeting. The council will be presented a resolution that appropriates $3.25 million for phase one of the project. If approved, the funds will be transferred from the Measure Y Fund and Fund 800 Capital Projects Reserve. Additionally, the council will vote on the award of a construction contract for phase one, which includes building a parking lot, four dual port electrical vehicle charging stations, restrooms, shade structure, and lighting. The town council will also receive an update on the Interagency Council on Homelessness and local homeless services available in the Morongo Basin. The council was formed as part of a 10-year plan to end homelessness in San Bernardino County. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
It is getting warmer, and the change of seasons means tiny tortoises may be out and about, especially if you are in their habitat. Parking on the shoulder of a dirt road or in campgrounds can make for a nice shady spot for them, so before you drive off, take a quick moment to peek around your car and make sure one of them hasn't taken refuge under your tires. If you do find a tortoise under there, don't pick them up. Doing this can startle them, and they can evacuate their bladder, which is a valuable water resource for them. Instead, give the tortoise a little distance, as your presence will probably be enough for them to decide it's time to move along. And enjoy hanging out with a relatively hard-to-spot species. More than 500,000 people in the United States use sign language to communicate, and thanks to a local program, you can be one of them. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
The Hearing Loss Association of America estimates that 48 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss, making communication a challenge. To address this issue, local sign language interpreter Celine DeMiranda is leading an Intro to Conversational Sign Language class through the Community Education Program at Copper Mountain College. The one-hour class meets every Thursday in April. That's the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, starting this week on April 4th, starting at 5:30 p.m. in room 103. The cost is $20. To sign up, call the Community Education Program at 760-366-5201, extension 5402, or register online and look for the link in this story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Food packages will be given away to needy families this Saturday morning by the 29 Palms High School Interact Club. The club, whose focus is to engage with the community in charitable ways, holds two major food drives each year, and this is their first. The club is looking to help 100 families close the gap with food during Morongo Unified School District's week-long spring break beginning this weekend. They will be offering food packages to 29 Palms residents at 29 Palms High School this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Valid ID and a 29 Palms utility bill are required for food. You can sign up ahead of time by contacting Reach Out Morongo Basin at 760-361-1410. And finally, the 10th annual Wolf Walk in Pioneertown is happening this Saturday. The popular event is a fundraiser for the Joshua Tree No-Kill Shelter, and its main event is a dog walk down Pioneertown's main street. Everyone is invited to the event, though participating dogs and their walkers will need to register the morning of the event. There will be a small registration fee. In addition to the walk, there will be a number of raffles, live and silent auctions, and food vendors. The fun begins at 10 a.m. at the Pioneertown Wild West Theater on Saturday, April 6th. The walk begins at 11 a.m. and the fun runs all day long. Snake wrangler Danielle Wall will have a demonstration at noon. Bunny and Claude, a.k.a. Jessica Von Rabbit, and DJ ZJ Lee will perform at 1 p.m., and the event wraps at 4 p.m. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.